Blog Talk Radio.
That. Welcome to the Meat and Potatoes Radio Network Show, where we talk all sports all the time. My name is JRA, aka Mr. Sunday Night, aka Mr. Still Your Girl, aka I am not Trey Songz, aka I am better than you in every way, shape, and form possible, aka Mr. Have a Nice Day. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. My co-host, AJB, also known as Andre Julius Brown, should be calling in shortly, but we're here, and we're happy to have you here as guest. As always, you can call in on our guest line, area code 917-889-3274, because this is going to be a really good discussion tonight. We only have one topic, and that topic is the Lakers. The Rams are going back to Cali. Why am I talking like a 50 radio host? No idea. Anyway, so the Raiders are not coming here. The Chargers may be coming here. But the Rams. The Rams were voted by the NFL ownership. The vote was officially 30-2 in favor of the Rams relocating to Los Angeles beginning in season of 2016, so next season. And when Andre gets on the line, I'm pretty sure he'll tell you how excited he is. Him being a lifelong Rams fan, he's pretty damn excited. Me? It's cool. I'm happy, I guess. You know, there's finally a team back in my hometown, and I can easily get to the game. I mean, I can easily get to games, well, kind of. But, you know, it's good to know that there's a team back in Los Angeles. It's pretty awesome. I would have loved for my Chargers to have been it, but wait a minute. Hold on. Caller, are you there?
No, but I'm incredibly pissed off right now. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Hi, hey, there he is. We're live on air. Hey, AJB, yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty pissed off on my phone.
Well, don't let the sour disposition fool you, folks. This guy's in a really good mood. His team is coming back to L.A.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez. Seriously, I need a new phone like tomorrow. It literally took me 2 minutes just to dial a number and have it connect just to come on the air. This is absurd. Okay, sorry. No one cares. You guys don't care. You guys don't
everybody,
trying to hear this.
Everybody cares when you get an iPhone. We're here for you.
I'm not getting a stupid iPhone. Okay. I'm assuming you introduced the topic and such. And
yeah, I actually did it on the voice of a. I actually sounded like the movie phone guy while you were gone. I don't know why. I got nervous. I got scared. Afraid I was going to get beat up. I don't know. I started talking like the movie phone guy. So, but it worked. But it sounded pretty good. Listen to the playback.
All right.
I think I nailed it. Almost called the Rams the Lakers, but that's fine. Other than that, good.
Yeah, not the same. All right. So I don't know what you've been talking about, but I'm just gonna jump right in here. Obviously, we all know the huge news. The NFL's back.
Yes.
I believe I heard you saying that you said you're a Chargers fan, which you are. I'm a Rams fan, and I was.
Which I stated, yep. Numerous times.
A bandwagon fan. Not a bandwagon fan. I've been with the Rams since, well, I can't say day one, but day one for me is when I started liking football. So that's my day.
Right.
And, you know, and there were a couple of points that I wanted to talk about as to what I feel about this historic move. But before I get into that, I don't know if you touched on it. Okay, so the Chargers, for those that don't know, the Rams are coming, but the Chargers have an option should they choose to join the Rams in their stadium in Inglewood, LA Chargers. So, Chargers fan, should they stay? Should they go? I mean, how are you, what are you feeling about it?
As usual, I have a long-winded response for this, but
we have time.
Okay, so today we got Tonka? All right, for sure. So basically, you have two options. You can either wait until November for a ballot measure to possibly not pass to raise the sales tax down in San Diego County in order to build the stadium on top of the $100 million that the NFL is going to give you, on top of the $550 million that you'll be saving for not paying a relocation fee. And that's about, what, 80% of the stadium? You know, like, give or take, you know, it's expensive. You know, things cost a lot of money. But on the adverse of it, you have a ready-made situation. Like, you have something that's literally ready for you to go to right now. Yeah, you may not get along with the other owner, but, I mean, in the best interest of business, you're going to do whatever it takes to make more money. Like, people say that the Chargers don't have a fan base in San Diego. Shit, they don't have – I mean, in L.A. They don't have one in San Diego. Like, they have – they're there, but they're not as – I guess you could say as ravenous as, like, let's say, a Raiders fan base or as a
– Every time I'm going to San Diego.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. We were talking at the same time, then we both stopped so each other could talk. Now we just had weird dead air. That didn't work at all. What I was saying was that I mean, every time, you know, I see Chargers everything, jerseys, bags, hats. I personally think San Diego loves their Chargers. I do know a lot of people from San Diego. You know, go Chargers, go. You know, that was a horrible Schwarzenegger impersonation. But my
it
point
was.
Is, it really was. No, that was bad. I will never do that again. But my point is that I personally believe that they love their Chargers. I mean, you know, who I really don't think they like are the Padres. Totally different story, but I think that they love the Chargers. Out here in LA, nah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, here's the thing. Like, when I was down there, it was the night before they were playing the Seahawks. In, what was this, 2014. And the streets were riddled with Seahawks fans. Like, it's kind of well known that Charger games, like, they have a bigger traveling away team base than the home teams. Like, it was just so weird to see so many 12s out. I saw more 12s out than I saw Chargers fans out in the Gaspan district. Or hotels in the area? Sure. But, I mean, shit. Like, I would expect to see more Charger fans out. It's their damn city. You know, so it is what it is. I think that they will garner fans. They're going to garner those teams, like those people like, oh, I'll cheer for L.A. if they actually had a football team. And then you have the Rams fans who there's literally been, like, tens of thousands of people that have been cheering for the L.A. Rams since they left. Not even they, like, you know, it's been like this huge movement. They've been featured in the news, like, still wearing their blue and gold. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. And then,
well,
I would think, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to try and segue into what you were saying. The only football game that I've ever been to, the only NFL game, the Rams came down, which is ironic that I went to that game between those two. But they played the Chargers, so I went down there. Horrible stadium, by the way, so I see why the Chargers want to leave. But anyway, I'd say about 75 to 80% of the fans there were Rams fans who were clamoring for the Rams to come back, who really, really need the Rams to be back here. And I'm look, to say I'm ecstatic, first of all, I appreciate all the texts and the messages I got, you know, people congratulating me. I don't know why they're congratulating me. I didn't do anything. I mean, they're happy for my team being here. And I get some things off my chest about this move. I wrote them down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but yeah, go ahead, shoot.
Okay. So, number one, obviously, I'm excited about the Rams being back in L.A. They belong here. Fun fact, they were California's first ever professional franchise, not the Dodgers, not the Lakers, definitely not the Clippers, although it was pretty close because the Clippers came about 3 decades later. Wasn't the Kings all the war? You know, every team that basically that we have here has moved from another city, except for the Clippers, which is weird. But
yeah, they moved from San Diego. Yay, San Diego.
Yay, which is funny. And we're talking about San Diego, right? There you go. Okay, so I'm excited. I'm day or night, whatever, you know, whenever we play, I will be there. We're supposed to play our games at the Coliseum. I might even cry tears of joy. So if you happen to be there with me at the game, just let me rock. Let me do what I do. I'll be okay. I'll man up eventually.
And if you know him on social media, please send him the Carlton crying JPEGs that you can find. Send as many of them as you can to his Facebook and to our Twitter, Meat and Potatoes. That's MEATNPOTATAS. Send those pictures to everybody. Go ahead.
And if you see John, just block him for no reason on Facebook, just because he wants to. Okay. Now, bandwagon fan. This look, people don't understand. I think people that are true sports fans are about to understand what I'm saying right now. I live, breathe, eat, and, well, I haven't died yet, but I die with sports. I take my team incredibly seriously, okay? I've been a Rams fan since 1999. It is now 2016. From 99 to 2003, we won a Super Bowl, appeared in another one, made 2 other playoff runs. After that, 11 straight losing seasons. You ask me, hey, who's your favorite team? The Rams. Who? Oh, I don't know. Expansion team. Now, they're coming to L.A. Oh, the Rams fan. Rams fan because they're in L.A. No, bitch, you don't get to be a Rams fan. You weren't with me shooting in the gym, okay? You do not get to be a bandwagon fan. Get the hell off, stick with your team, or don't stick with a team at all, and leave this for all the Rams. I mean, so, I have you. Oh, you have through. Oh, okay. But I have. And it hurts. It hurts a lot. It hurts that we don't have a quarterback. It hurts. Okay? So, bandwagon fans, that annoys me. John, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm almost
done. This is
really
something.
I don't know what I hear myself just fine. I don't know. I don't know why. What about now?
Yeah. You're good if you probably just sit in the exact same spot that you're in and don't move, not even the sneeze.
Crap. All right, because my hand's going to get tired. Okay. Yeah. Third point. St. Louis. Spare me your goddamn tears. Spare me the sad rhetoric. Stop it, stop it, and stop it. I use more words, but I'm really trying to work on cursing in 2016. But knock the shit off. Seriously, you're going to sit here and cry foul? Wait, I'm sorry. Who took our team from us in 94? Well, that's right. It was St. Louis. Okay?
Was Kroenke the owner back then?
You guys never filled up. Excuse me?
Was Kroenke the owner back then?
Who was what? No. It was Georgia. It was Georgia Frontier. God rest her soul, by the way. Okay, so she's the one that took the Rams and moved them to St. Louis, and you guys never supported them. I would watch the games that I could, okay? Yeah, when they were the greatest show on turf, oh, everyone wanted to bob and weave and have their jerseys on and everything. But when times got rough, did you guys still fill the stadium? I don't think you did, okay? Spare me. You love the Cardinals, you love the Blues, and there's nothing wrong with that. You don't love the Rams. L.A. loves the Rams. They belong here. So,
have you,
if you don't want
to
be a fan of the team, go ahead.
Have you ever been to St. Louis?
Can't say that I have, but I'm pretty sure if our show ever makes it big and this episode ever gets played, I don't think I'll be welcome there again. But
yeah, you probably
again,
won't. But everything you just said is on point. Like you're saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, don't. I know they don't. And don't come crying talking about, oh, well, we deserve this. No, you didn't deserve
the
team.
Yeah,
you stole it from us, so we went and took what was ours, and now we have the Rams back in L.A. So, fine. You don't want to be a fan of the team? Fine. Who the fuck cares? Go and cheer for the Colts or whatever Midwest team is out there. The Packers, I could care less.
The Bears.
Okay?
You cheer for the Bears.
There you go. The Vikings. Hey, they're in the playoffs. Whoop-de-doo. Go for them. I don't really care. All right, but stop the crying and, oh, I'm not going to be a fan and I'm going to unfollow. Give a fuck what you do, okay? No one cares.
And that's from the heart. And I was in St. Louis in December, and I even asked people, I was like, do y'all really even care about the Rams? They're like, yeah, they're all right, I guess. They here. You know, that was like the general consensus.
Right.
Like, they don't give a damn about that team. It's like, it's evident. It's just like, oh, yeah, we go because there's a football team here, not because, oh, we love the Rams. And because,
right.
I mean, shit. But in downtown, I can't even tell you where Edward Jones Dome was, but I was sure to know where Busch Stadium was. I'm sure to know where Busch Gardens is.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my face every 5 seconds. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not because, I mean, I saw more ads for the Cardinals season tickets being on sale. That did for a home game being played that Sunday, the night before. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a game, and I was talking to somebody in traffic. They're like, nah, it really wasn't that much traffic. So.
And then.
A depressing city.
Okay, I didn't say all that. I said they don't give a damn about the Rams. But
yeah, I mean, those things are both true.
Okay. Well, which leads me to my next point, okay? I'm sick and tired of hearing these alleged sports pundits talk about L.A. doesn't care about a football team. We got used to it. We don't even care if we have a team anymore. No one's going to go. I mean, you know, why would you go to a football game if you can go to, like, the beach or the sand? And this? First of all, I don't think – okay, sure, that may be true about some L.A. people – but please believe that there are more counties out in Southern California than just L.A. There's Orange County. There's the Inland Empire. There's also the High Desert, but no one cares about them up there. So, no offense, Sean, sorry. But, okay. So my point is hell yeah we want an NFL team, and hell yeah we give a shit about this team. We want this team. We do care. And what would really annoy me is then when they would go and interview people about, okay, well, do you guys want a team? They're over here asking people on Venice Beach, on Venice Boardwalk, who are clearly surfers, who clearly are not knowledgeable at football at all. You're going to ask people, well, do you care if the Rams come here? No. But you could have asked them if they cared if the Patriots were to come here, and they'd say no. They don't know about football. How about you go and ask the people that actually have the jerseys on? Why don't you go to sports bars and ask people? L.A. wants the Rams. We love them. We're happy that they're back. Okay?
Right.
Last point, because I've been talking for a long time. Okay?
Talk
now that they're
shit,
back.
Bro. Talk your shit.
Hell yeah. Okay. Look, last point. Now that they're back, okay, there's going to be a honeymoon phase. 2016, oh my gosh, Rams are back. We're happy. Oh my gosh, I love you, Todd Gurley. You're great. Okay? But eventually,
what?
We're going to get over that honeymoon phase, and the Rams are going to need to produce. And there's immense pressure on this team to win. And our team is loaded, and I mean absolutely loaded with talent. Except we don't have a quarterback because Nick Foles lied to us. He looked us right in our eyes, and he lied to us. And we don't have a coach. Jeff Fisher is not the guy. He cannot take us over the hump. He can't. Okay? He didn't do it in Tennessee. He had maybe, what, one 13-3 and 11-5 season. Outside of that, he's the epitome of mediocre. We need a new coach. Because if we don't win, God. I mean, our stadium's not going to be built for another 3 years. So how are we going to get 75,000 people, excuse me. But if we start losing, it'll probably be 75 people. How are you going to get 75,000 people in that stadium to go and watch us play if we're going to be the same old sorry-ass Rams? Okay? So there's immense pressure for us to win. We have to. We have the talent to do it. Todd Gurley, Tavon Austin, Aaron Donald, Janoris Jenkins, Tremaine. I mean, I can go on. And I probably should, but I won't. You can look up the roster on yourself, Google one. All right? But
right.
We have to win. And not just, you know, 9-7, 10. No, we have to have some 11-5, 12-4 seasons. We need to actually put good use to this talent that we have on this football squad. Okay?
RG3. RG3 will be available.
He, you know what? He will. And so will Johnny Manziel. Can you imagine Johnny Manziel as an L.A. Ram in L.A.? Oh, my God. He would develop a coke habit so fast.
Man, he already doesn't have one now. But here's the thing, though. Like,
he probably does.
If you guys have RG3, dude, if you guys have that and a line and a competent offensive coordinator, you guys will make a playoff run your first season. I guarantee it. But in order to do any of this, you would absolutely have to go back to the light blue and gold jerseys, or else this is all pointless. But
hold up. You don't like the dark blue and gold? I like the dark blue and gold.
Shit is fucking terrible. Go back to
the
team. Oh, hell
no. Stop it. No, they're not.
I guarantee
you. Those are great jerseys.
I guarantee you there will be a logo and color change. I guarantee you. Because, I mean, one, it has to be because St. Louis is literally in the logo. And two, like, it's... I don't know.
No, the dark blue and gold are dope. No, I agree. I like the old school jerseys. I really do. But the dark blue, or you know what they could do, which I think would really be dope? Okay. So they go back to the old uniforms, but they have them in dark blue and gold.
Yeah, like as a throwback?
Huh?
You mean you're talking about the old uniforms just in the new color scheme?
Yeah, I think that would be dope.
I think if they keep the new uniforms now and just go about the old color scheme, that's fine.
I wouldn't be mad at it, but I like both. I like both of them. I really do, but
yeah.
I don't. Horrible,
like,
please.
Like,
you
want to
talk about horrible?
Okay,
let's talk about the ugly powder blue jersey the Chargers have.
No, you will not speak blasphemous thoughts about my jersey.
I sure as I
not,
said
you
it.
You will not.
Here on Meat Potatoes, I said it. I said it. I sure as hell will. No, seriously, they're actually really nice. I'm frightened. They are nice.
The greatest
jersey
ever produced.
They are fire, though. And they go really well with San Diego and being on the beach and everything. It's nice. It's good.
I think the best jersey ever produced is actually being re-released on Friday. Is the 91 NBA All-Star Game jersey.
Ooh.
Those are the 95 ones when they're in San Antonio. The, like, kind of like Rugrats looking.
Oh, 96.
Game.
Yeah.
96.
Yeah. Like
those are my absolute favorite.
Yeah, those are fire.
Those and then 91 and then all the other ones that preceded that, like 83, 84, because they're all the same.
But there's another one I like. Trying to think, because they went back to the regular jerseys in 97.
Right.
Was it 90? I think it was 94 in Minneapolis. I like those.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, so back to my choice.
Pippen won MVP.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, so going back to, like, the choices they had earlier, you have two options. I think you just take the L.A. option because you – it's like Spanos has to kind of swallow his pride and be a man and just say, hey, in order to make this money, in order to not have to go through legal battles for years to get a new stadium, take what you got. It's going to save you money in the long run because not only do you have to wait – either way, if you wait to do something solo, you're going to have to wait years. It's going to cost you more money in the long run. I'd rather Spanos and then become a partner in the new stadium with the Rams than to be a tenant because you get to have 50% controlling shares of what's going on. But it's more than – it's more than just sticking into San Diego. I mean, don't get me wrong. San Diego is a great city. And, yeah, they do have some diehard Charger fans down there. I mean, shit, ESPN did a special on, like, a 100-year-old dude who's been a fan and met Lance Allward, which was pretty awesome. Well, I thought was dead.
Wow.
But he's not. But anyway, so the thing is,
I thought he was dead, too.
For real, shit. But anyway, fuck it. The thing is that there's room in L.A. for two teams. And both teams kind of need a fresh start. They need a revitalization. Why not move both of them? Like, Spanos, Dean Spanos, get your fucking head out of your ass. Take the deal. Don't become a tenant.
I think he is. He'll take the deal. I think he will. And,
right.
Oh, by the way, we have like 3 minutes left. We didn't say anything about, do you care about the Raiders in any way? San Antonio, Oakland,
no.
Do we not care?
No.
Okay,
anyway,
I don't.
So here's the thing. Like,
so anyway.
Right. Yeah. I don't give a shit about disrespecting any Raiders fans, by the way. But anyway, so the thing is like, I think it will be good for the city. It will be good for the region. Yes, there will be a lot of traffic. Yes, the churches on Prairie and Century will become a hipster bar. Yes, a lot of the fucking shit that you knew are going to go away. And that's fine. I mean, shit, did you really go to that fucking El Pollo Loco on the corner? Did you really go to that Foot Action over there by Hollywood Park? Did you really fuck with that liquor store over there off of Prairie and motherfucking Arborvitae? You didn't. So let's just cut the fucking shit. You're going to have motherfuckers in there making deconstructed martinis out of a fucking funnel and shit. Get used to it. Gentrification happens. I hate it, but it's going to be inevitable. But there will be two football teams for two deserving fan bases, and that's all that matters because we're the second largest market in the world, in the country. Why the fuck not? So, yeah.
All right. Mic drop. We don't have time for et ceteras, so
no.
I guess we'll just go and wrap this up.
Time.
Actually, excited about the Rams being back in L.A. Get to see him play 8 times a year. This is great. Just real quickly, I've noticed that we've been getting a lot of views on our page. We thank you guys for that.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, which actually is up. So this episode will go directly to iTunes. And we hope everyone had a happy new year. We're happy to start this year off. We're looking for bigger and better things out of this show. And I don't have anything else to say. Anything else you want to add?
Arrivederci, motherfuckers.
Okay. Oh, by the way, on a really selfish and personal note, my birthday is on the 30th. I don't know if we're going to do another show before then. I hope we do. But if we don't, go ahead and tell me happy birthday. I'm not going to be mad if you
happy
buy me anything.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Shut up. Happy birthday, AJB. Calls me Patel's the greatest podcast in the world. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
All right. So my birthday is definitely on the 30th. And we're running out of time. So, thanks guys for listening. Rams are back. Bandwagon fans, shut the hell up. And
suck a dick.
God bless. Okay. Peace. See, this is why we can't have nice things. All right, y'all.